In today's talk, I would like to develop a concept I consider very important for life. It's a concept called never give up. One of the things we have to understand about living, about growing, and about recovery, that it's something that's a process. There's so many times I've heard from therapists, I've heard in treatment myself, people saying, trust the process, it works. Trust the process, it works. Work through things. Let them grow. Let them develop. I honestly say I never understood that until I began to really work in the field and work on my own life. I began to realize the process does work. But it takes patience. It takes time. And sooner or later, things that are healthy and beautiful win out in the long run. So today what I'd like to do is share this talk called Never Give Up, which is called A Process of Recovery. To look at this process and to realize this is how it works. I'm going to begin this talk by sharing a story. The story comes from the Bible. And it goes like this. There was a man that went out to sow some seed. Some of the seed that he sowed fell on rock. Some of the seed fell on shallow, sandy soil. Some of the seed fell amongst weeds and thorns. And some of the seed fell on good ground. The seed that fell on the rock never started to grow. The rock was too hard. So eventually the birds of the air came and ate it, or the wind blew it away. The seed that fell amongst the shallow, sandy soil started to grow. But the soil was too shallow and too sandy. And the first rainstorm that came along washed it away. The seed that fell amongst the weeds and the thorns started to grow. But the weeds and thorns grew right alongside of it. And eventually they choked it and killed it. The seed that fell on the good ground started to grow. But the seed grew downward, inward, developed good roots and good foundations. And from that came something very beautiful and something very special. I use this analogy because the seed is something very basic. The seed is recovery. The seed are the 12 simple, beautiful steps of this program, and they work. The 12 principles and spirituality of life. Unfortunately, when the seed falls, it falls in different directions. Many times when we hear the message of wellness, the message of recovery, it's all according to where we are and if we're ready to hear it. The message is always the same. I guess what I find so beautiful about this program of the 12 steps, that the message of recovery has not changed for centuries and for years. It's always been the same. It works. The beautiful concept of wellness, the concept of body, mind, and spirit working together, beautiful aspect of each human being, is so special and so beautiful, and yet it's frustrated by us. So the process is the same. When the process arrives in our lives, it arrives at different levels that we're at. And usually the first time we hear the message of wellness, the first time we hear about change and growth in our life, the message usually falls on a rock. I use that as an analogy because it's an analogy of our head. Our head is like a piece of granite. We don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to know nothing. Stay away from me. Don't tell me nothing. So as a result, what happens a lot of times is we don't hear the message of recovery at all. We don't want to hear it. That first stage is referred to as denial. You know, it's unfortunate, but so many of us, because of our stubbornness, our insanity, and our craziness, we deny the reality of what is. We deny it because we're scared, because we're afraid, because we know if we face it, it's going to create change in our life. If it creates change, it becomes even more scary. See, change is a beautiful thing, but it's also very scary. But it's also something that leads us to new directions and new developments in our life. So denial is something we all have. Our denial systems are our defense systems. They're our systems that prevent us from growth. Denial means stay where you are, stay secure. Don't make any changes. Just be the person you are right now. You won't need anything more than that. That's okay. Denial is sick. But denial is also something that's very real in the course of our lives. One of the reasons why we're scared to death to break denial or penetrate denial is because if we do, we're going to experience something that most human beings run away from in life. We're going to experience our own emptiness.